You.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, bro.
Before we start anything, I'm going to put the girl that I work with here every single day. She's my radio wife.
Yeah.
In a bit of an awkward situation, if that's all right with you.
I'm already feeling a little bit nervous, got a bit of a dry mouth situation going on here because I know what's about to happen.
I've never seen you look. Your body language is quite nervous.
Yeah.
Your leather trousers have gone extra tight.
Oh, wow.
It's that scene out of Friends with Ross. So, you know, everyone has like, it's called a wild card or a free pass. The one person in the public eye, the famous person who is the other one's free. You know where I'm headed with this?
Yes, I get it.
Oh, man.
I get you.
Mr. Paul?
Yes, sir.
Naomi here. You are Naomi's free pass. And
very,
her boyfriend,
very
Dan.
Pleased to make your acquaintance, Naomi.
So at this point, I'm just going to shut up for a few seconds.
So this is like it's a new relationship. We've literally been together for like 3 months. And a couple of weeks ago, we were listening. Like everyone's in the window now looking laughing. This is so cringe. Have I gone red?
So I was going to run out and just leave them to it.
So we've been together like 3 months. A couple of weeks ago, we were listening to the Cricknet with Chiching.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love Sean Paul. I really love him. Like, I've literally had a soft spot for you, like, since back in the day. And he was like,
blush now, yo.
He was like, well, at least then both of us are blushing. He said to me, well, what, Sean Paul can be a free pass if you want. Yeah. And I said, you do realise that's a dangerous situation because I work in radio, so there is a chance that one day I might meet Sean Paul. Because the thing is, realistically, when you have a free pass, you don't actually think you're going to be situation,
you
do
know
you?
That if, so you're in a precarious position.
She is in a very precarious position. Whereas all the way down, she's like, Dan, don't leave the room. Don't leave the room. Don't leave the room. No, actually, could you leave the room? No, don't leave the room. It's like, you know, like you got the angel and the devil on each side of her shoulder. And she's
well,
trying to put herself
it's pretty
on.
Cool. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a cool dude you're with. He's giving you permission.
Yeah.
Some dudes can get real jealous, you know what I mean?
Would you let your wife have a free pass?
I would ask her for a free pass, of course.
Who would your free pass be for?
Probably, let me see. Alicia Keys, I like her.
Oh, you've gone classic.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
she's a beautiful lady.
Yeah, she's dope.
Hey, how do you, she's even dope. Though, because she's going through her no makeup phase.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have worn the red lipstick today, should I?
No, you look very beautiful.
Do you want to go out and take your makeup off and come back in? We'll start
no, again. No, not a chance.
I'm not wearing my makeup.
If I looked as good as Alicia Keys does without makeup on, then maybe. But sadly, that's not the situation.
Well, she's quite a beautiful girl for you. And yourself.
He's a charmer, isn't he?
Stop it, but carry on.
Yeah, so if you just want to throw Naomi a compliment every, like, 30 seconds, and maybe at the end of every answer, just chuck in a little compliment. And
hey, bro, could you go get this glass of water? <out there>?
Bye-bye, Dan.
I'll be going. See you later. You're back with a new single, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
We sat down with her on Saturday because we had Free Radio Live last weekend, and Dua Lipa was on stage with us. Yeah. She's a beautiful lady.
I mean,
and
she's a babe.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got a great voice, and she was freaking me out a bit because she had one of those, like, chokers on.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Yeah, her style is kind of light. I don't know what to call it, but it's very sexy to me.
Yeah.
And her tone is also very amazing. It's recognizable. And so she hit the song very, very quickly for me, too. So big up to her. I'm proud to have her on a single.
Yeah.
It's called No Lie. And for real, No Lie, she's quite a hot one. So I'm proud.
Dan was asking her if he thought he could pull off the same kind of choker that she wears.
No, there's the answer.
And we were like, mate, that's like 50 Shades of Wrong. That's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not a cool
look. I don't know about that one, Danny boy.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't just with the bald head and the choker. It looks like I'm on my way to a party, and like this time of day, it just doesn't look. I mean, not that it's the sort of party I go to anyway. Just
like maybe an Edward Scissorhands party almost.
Yeah, I know.
He used to wear like stuff right there.
Edward Scissorhands. I was talking to someone about that film the other day for some reason.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's one of my films that I haven't seen.
Why did they never make it?
You haven't seen it?
Honestly, there's so many films I haven't seen, like iconic films.
Oh, yeah.
I'm rubbish.
I was really into Winona Ryder at that time. So, yeah, that was a dope movie for me.
Was that before she started nicking things from
shops? Yeah. Well, it was before.
Nobody mentioned the stealing.
I lost it for it then. I was like, come on, mate.
I can ask you this question then, for real, because when you get to the point in your life where, you know, there's probably not much you can't buy.
Exactly.
And at that point in her life, there probably was. Is it just for the thrill?
Must have been the thrill, but what? I could have been thrilling her. I mean,
you're about to become a dad.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, congratulations. So,
yeah, thank you.
Well, when's it due?
February.
That's the same.
Yeah. Young boy. Yeah, same little, with you.
My second daughter will be due in February.
Congrats to you, bro.
It's my second girl, so I'm getting a bit scared now. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you're getting scared because you're getting scared because I'm having a boy.
But we sign out the date.
Yeah, that's the first date.
So well, congratulations. Yeah, you're looking forward to it. Ready for
blessings all around. Yeah, I'm trying to gear my mind towards it. I always thought growing up, you know, I'll be a great father.
Yeah.
But then lately now, since you know the growing is starting to happen and the bump is showing, I'm starting to realize that I have a filthy mouth. I talk a lot of, like, I be cussing everywhere, and I'm like, oh man, I can't do that when he's born, and I want to try and change that part. So there's things that I'm looking at now that I'm like, maybe I probably have some work to do.
Do you talk, because they're saying around about the same stage of the pregnancy, you're supposed to talk to the bump,
oh,
and
I
they recognize your voice.
I sing, I play Beatles.
Amazing.
I play a lot of my work.
Excellent.
All the new stuff. Yeah, I just put my phone down there by the belly.
Yes.
I put it on Wi-Fi. They say it kind of helps the kid to, you know, just get familiarized with at least my voice and stuff.
It's true.
So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, a bit of discipline so they know who the father is. So some of the things I say, like, you know, pay rent, get a job, two of the favourites that come out.
Exactly.
You've got to start that discipline from early.
Quick question. So on the Clean Bandit tune, you sing about daily struggle.
Yes.
What's a daily struggle for Sean Paul?
Sleep, getting enough sleep.
Okay.
That's one.
I mean, imagine when the baby comes.
Yeah. That's another problem.
Then you'll reevaluate this answer.
definitely. Other daily struggles, avocado or avocado or prunes, I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to say avocado.
I struggle with it.
I hear a rumour. You're a huge tennis fan.
Yeah, actually, I you know, coming into this type of time in my life where I don't have time to go train, and so I kind of found, you know, sweating settings, what I used to call it. So I was like, yo, I just call up my friends and say, I need to get some sweating settings. And they're like, what? And so I live in an area called Norbrook, and so we started a thing called Norbledon.
Amazing.
Which we every week we would
do you
play.
Have strawberries and cream? You need to introduce that.
No, we just play for the trophy. There's no trophy, but yeah, I'm a fan of the sport. I watch it when I can and play Norbledon.
Norbledon.
That's so good.
I come over for Norbledon. Well, there you go. There's an idea. If you ever get a bit of creative block and you need an idea for a new music video and song, it's either an album or a single, right? And it's called Sweating Settings. Right? You've not had a video yet with the tennis court in it. Andy Murray's from round here. He's the brand new number one. Now's the time.
For sure. Sweating Settings straight. Yeah. I think I always say that for sports, but I never thought of it for an album name. That's true. That sounds like maybe... That may be cool.
Hey, I'm happy with it. Let's do it.
Can we ask a favour?
Yes, ma'am.
It would be like dream come true. Would you be able to sing your name and then sing our names? Like the proper Sean Paul experience.
Oh, okay.
Because at the start of every song, you're bigging up the...
Hey, yo, this is Sean Paul. The girls, them overall, letting them know all that you're waking up to. Oh, hey, you don't know, it's Dan and the crew. You don't know, so we have to make them know for true. Get up. Wake up. Breakfast free radio, no mistake up. Get up. Free up the vibe. Hey, yo.
What's your name again?
I was going to say, I love Danny Nicole.
The end part is the best, right? Oh, damn. Hold on, let me do one more.
That was amazing, though.
All right, yeah, that was going on. Let me do one more now. Hey, yo, so it's the free radio. This is Sean Paul with the flow. Naomi, you don't know us, so we go. Wear them up. So we go. So we go. Dirty, yeah.
There you go. That's the one.
I mean, this is literally, like, I don't think it gets much better.
That's going to be her new alarm on the phone now.
You're
set
that
as
the alarm tone. Yeah, pretty soon then, bro.
Listen, Sean Paul, absolute legend. We could sit with you all day, sir. You're so much fun to talk to, but we're going to let you go on.
Thank you so much.